I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day at the end of the show. Yep.
We found Wes's is it doppelganger?
Or like relative.
Relative.
Yeah. Definitely.
Definitely.
Mike Elko.
West Durham.
Could be.
Yes.
Could be brothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the way.
You see that.
And when Wes has that, especially when Wes has a hat on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe it's, I don't know what it
it's
is.
It's the hat and the glasses.
The hat and the glasses.
Yeah, it's the hat and the glasses.
For sure.
It's the hat and the glasses.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's a good doppelganger to have.
Hell yeah.
Man's number three in the country right now.
Give him that paycheck, too.
Yeah. I think I remember, I was flipping around to all the games last weekend, but Wes was on the Duke-Clemson game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that game was incredible.
It was so funny because his co-host, I don't know who is, because Wes is the play-by-play guy. The analyst guy he was funny as hell, man. And because I listened to them as the Falcons, I'm like, that ain't Dave. And I said all the time, whenever he's working, I would say, that ain't Dave, though.
Right.
It ain't Dave.
I know.
And I was like,
like that day I was driving around,
yeah,
and you're
like,
around with
Dave.
Dukes and Bell.
Yeah.
I was like, this feels like.
Steve Adazi, okay, thank you. But yeah, it's
feels
always,
like I'm
always
left-handed.
Different. Yeah, like, that ain't Dave, though.
Yeah.
That ain't Dave.
Agreed. There's a few phone lines available if you want to jump on hold, 404-726-0929. All you got to do is call us up and ask us a question. We'll start with Chuck in Dunwoody. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Yeah, Chuck, we go ahead.
Okay, bye, Chuck.
Man, that didn't go.
Yeah, bye, Chuck.
That didn't go great at all.
Yeah, bye, Chuck.
Matthew is in Canton. Hey, Matthew.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Matthew.
So, I really thought Joe Patrick had hair until, you know, like 2 days ago when I saw him on a post-game report. So, you know, he's got a voice that sounds like a man with hair.
Yeah, he does. I agree.
The question would be, so who is somebody who you had only heard their voice, and then they looked totally different when you saw them in person?
Oh, man.
Such a great question.
Devin in Kansas City.
Yeah, Devin in Kansas City.
Kansas City. Definitely. Definitely Devin in Kansas City.
How did he sound versus how he looks?
Like he's a brother, but not like Redbone.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
kind of looks like Aaron Donald.
A little bit, but
like,
yeah,
a little
yeah.
Smaller.
I didn't. Yeah, yeah. Devin being a red bone threw me off.
Yeah, that's a good one. It happens. Like, I think people would be shocked to see, you know, big voice guy at the station.
Yes.
All the promos, big voice, like Steve, and Steve's a perfectly fine-looking guy, but he doesn't sound how he looks. He's the most normal-looking guy.
Yes.
Oh, hey, we got Wes Durham on the AMA.
What up, Wes?
His ears must have been ringing. Hey, Wes.
What the hell you mean I look like Mike Elko?
Come on, Wes, with the hat and the glasses.
Yeah. Like a younger, better-looking Mike Elko.
I wouldn't go all that way. But I was like, Wes, Mike Elko looks like Wes.
Yeah.
How about this?
Yeah.
That sound better?
Yeah.
Mike Elko's Penn educated. That cat's got a lot of mind and a lot of money.
That's what I said. I said you would want the check, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, we need to hold some of that money, Randy. I ain't gonna lie now.
When are you guys leaving for Berlin, Wes?
The team leaves this afternoon.
So we asked Dave what he was doing on Wednesday. When you get over there? So what is because I know you can't call a game and then leave from the game and go over there. So obviously you're going with the team. So what is going to be your agenda while you're over there? Come on, man.
I'm not doing the game.
Are you not doing the game?
No.
See, he answered that question in a very strange way.
He did.
The team leaves today.
Hold on, I'm confused.
I'm confused.
Squid
too.
On analysis.
Squid is doing analysis.
I'm doing TV Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Who's calling the game?
Who's calling the game?
Justin Kutcher, who did preseason television.
Oh!
Boston University graduate Justin Kutcher. So, good hands.
Damn, Wes. They're going to leave you?
It's complicated.
All right.
Well, have fun, Wes. Have fun, Wes.
Hey, Randy, I'm doing Clemson, Florida State.
Damn, Wes. Sorry.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, well, you know, Keith Jackson did that game one time.
It's true.
That is true. Keith Jackson, Keith Jackson did a lot of games. I'm sure that what he did. Do you think when Keith Jackson called that game that this Florida State team and this Clemson team were playing each other?
No.
Yeah.
But
no.
I know you're going to make it sound good.
I know you are.
I know that.
Why we got you on? Because I want that. Because we played the dabble sound earlier. Wes, is it just what's going on with that team, Wes?
I think Clemson's biggest opponent is Clemson, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think there are a couple teams like that in college football. I'd say Penn State probably falls in that category.
Right.
And Randy, you're probably one of the few guys. In fact, I just had lunch with some people who we were talking about this. I think anybody who played the game at a high level, really in both leagues, like college football, major college football, and the NFL, you can understand this. There's a quotient to this that right now we didn't account for as college football followers, fans, media, observers, whatever you want to call it. And that is the piece that came with money can change you if it's not processed and handled the right way.
That's true.
And I think we're seeing that in some places in college. And I don't know that that's exactly what's going on at Clemson, but it makes no sense that Clemson and Penn State have that much talent back from successful teams a year ago and are having the kind of seasons they're having. It made no sense that Florida State had that 2 years ago or last year after the season they had 2 years ago. But I think we're seeing it in bits and pieces. And I don't think it's one thing, but I think that's a contributing factor sometimes. And, look, we're only going to learn more about all the things that have come with the addition of resources in college football. But I'm willing to put some of that on it. And Clemson – They've given up too many plays in the middle of the field, man. They've given up 8 pass plays of 20 or more yards in the last 2 games, including 4 touchdowns.
Damn. Yeah, they're going to win that way. Well, Wes, have a great call, and I promise you, I'm still going to think he looks like he's on the TV right now.
Thanks for calling,
appreciate you, my brother.
Appreciate
you, Wes.
Take care, guys. You sound great. You guys are fun to listen to. Thanks.
Thank you, Wes. Wes Durham there, the voice of the Falcons.
We were talking earlier about the Braves and options. Pierce Johnson, they just declined his option, too. Wasn't he their best receiver? Wasn't he one of the better relievers?
He was pretty good, but I mean, the whole thing.
They may bring those guys back, just lower number.
Okay. But also, you know, I'm not – anything that you're doing to change that bullpen, I'm supportive of, based on what it looked like last year. All right. Nice of Wes to call in. That was fun. Brandon is in Kennesaw. Hey, Brandon.
What's going on, boys? Appreciate the time. We're going to play a good old classic marry, kill, and hookup. Maybe not kill. Maybe just send one to the moon or something.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so marry, kill, marry, send one to the moon, and hook up with one. Obviously, you guys are married, but just pretend you guys weren't. Okay. You pretend this was 20 years ago. Alicia Keys, Missy Elliott, and Paris Hilton. What you got? Okay. I'm going to hang up and listen. Appreciate y'all.
I'm so confused. What happened?
So you got to marry one of them.
Uh-huh.
You got to send one of them to the moon.
Okay.
Because it's normally kill, but we're not killing anybody.
Okay, no, we're not going to do that.
And then you got to hook up with one of them.
Okay, marry, moon,
I want to marry Alicia Keys.
I want to marry Alicia Keys. Have you seen her from behind that piano?
I have.
Yeah.
So you hooking up with Paris Hilton or Missy Elliott?
I'm hooking up with Paris Hilton. I'm sending Missy to the moon.
I see Paris in the moon.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
We don't have to fight over that.
That's just too skinny. That's just too skinny.
Fair enough.
And I don't want everybody to see my woman that done seen my woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I done seen Missy. Missy got some yams.
Sure.
Yeah, Missy got some yams. Like, I could convert her.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I don't know how into us Missy would be, but maybe. I don't know. I don't know about
dude,
Missy.
She had a baddie water, dude. Like, she really? She walked in the spot and had the baddest one in
good
there.
Good for her.
I was like, we were like, damn.
That's a random collection of people.
That's really random. But yeah, you can have Paris. Paris needs stew.
I'll give her some stew.
And some chili and some grits.
Uh-huh. We're going to do all that.
Yeah, swell her up.
We're going to do all that. She's going to be swollen.
Yeah, she's a little thin.
All right, Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas?
Hello, Rich.
So two questions. One's easy. The next one's a little stressful. So first question, I know, just bear with me.
All right, so gearing up for it.
When I lived in Miami, right, they used to have this thing called Santa's Enchanted Forest. Just think of a carnival, but for Christmas stuff.
Uh-huh.
So when y'all go to, like, the carnival or the fair, what's one food or delectable you always got to get? Mine is an elephant ear.
Okay.
Oh. The next thing is, like, a little story behind it. So 2 days ago, I'm driving in my car, not the main car, the other car. And I have a couple errands to run. And I'm behind this little truck, the Mack trucks with the roof knot on top of it. And a rock came out, spider web cracked my windshield. Ooh. Upset.
Yeah.
Maybe like an hour later, I'm still running around fuming over that. I see the tire pressure sensor come on the dashboard, and I pull over and look, the tire flat. I'm like, yo, are you serious right now? Like, I was so upset, I couldn't even be mad. There was no type of remorse. It was no, you couldn't even see it on me. I was just like, man, whatever.
Right.
I put on a spare, went to the place, bought a new tire, and went home. Like, I felt like that was two strikes. Three would have been something that had me crashing out, as the kids say. Yeah,
smart.
What was the last time you had something where it's like this little devil knocking at your door, like, you know what? Maybe you need to go home. Like, just
hang that's a great
restart
question.
Over. Now, today, not today.
Yeah.
When's the last time?
That's a great question. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to pack it in.
Yeah, man.
Not,
all the time.
Not for me.
Yeah, all the time.
Regularly?
Yeah.
Like what? Like it builds up to this sucks and I got to go?
Yeah.
Like when?
Anytime I'm out anywhere.
Okay. Just you being out, strike two already.
Yeah, man. But the thing about it, like my thing, because there are specific reasons why I'm a homebody. Mm-hmm. One, because I was always out in the streets.
Yeah.
Randy, everybody knew Randy's gonna be in the streets. So I'm out of that one. When I get out now, the issue now is that, and my wife, she gets on me about this all the time. Like, I'll go overboard. Like, if we're going to dinner, I have to have 14 other appetizers. Got to make sure I get all. And so I eliminate myself from that by standing at home.
Yeah, you're not going to have any appetizers.
I'm not
going to
have any appetizers at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My wife saved me from doing that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, she always saves me.
Because I was, you know, you're getting ready to go and you got little kids are just impossible to get out the door and all that. And I don't remember. Some other stuff had happened that day. I don't remember. But we were trying to get over to go celebrate the wedding of our buddy Brian, the Georgia fan. He had his little get-together at the brewery that day. And we couldn't get out the door. And I was like, you know what? To hell with it. We're not going. I don't want to do this. We're out. We're staying home. And she was like, well, we're pretty packed up. Like, all we have to do is now get in the car.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I don't want to. And she was like, just take a minute. I'll get them in the car.
Get yourself together.
Take a minute. Get something cold to drink, little fella. She didn't say that, but pretty much.
Get yourself together.
Quit being a baby and get in the car. So I thank her for doing that. Because I was ready to just cancel all of it.
There's this dinner next week that I got the invitation for. It's like for, you know, former players, like the trust thing. And it's at a restaurant that my wife has been wanting me to take her. And so I swear to you, and I got the invitation on Tuesday. And as soon as I got there, she texted me, she said, when are we going to go to this place? I was like, you'll never guess the text I just got from this place. And so she's like, I think it was yesterday. She was like, are you going to go? I said, no, you don't want to go, baby. You need to get out of the house. All right, go be around somebody that's not you. I was like, what are you talking about? I see Andy every day.
Every day.
Every day. She's like, go see somebody. Go see somebody other than yourself.
Yeah, it's not like a stressful job. We come here and have fun.
Hell yeah, dog. But that's funny because I'm the same way. Like, eventually you get to all right, you know what, Doug? I just sit here.
Yeah, never mind. Nobody's having any fun tonight. And then we had fun. We watched the second half of the Georgia Ole Miss game with people. So that was cool. It was all Georgia fans there. It was a good time. Mm-mm. They had good beer. The bartender at the, it was a Gate City Brewery. God, what was his name? This sucks. I forget, but he was real. Wiley.
Uh-huh.
Wiley. Gave me a couple free beers. He's a big listener to the show.
Hey, Wiley.
That was really nice. Shout out to Wiley. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy,
Wiley.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know how I am with names.
Yeah, because his name is probably William.
I think it's Wiley. It might have been Wyatt.
Yeah, this got this takeaway. Joe sounds like a man with hair. And me and Andy both had an opportunity to name our child Jafar.
And passed.
Yeah.
I don't think Wes thinks he looks like Mike Elko. Pick that one up. Also, on a couple weeks from now at the Brown Grass Classic, we're going to be having some transfusions without the fusion.
Yeah, man. Just liquor.
Cat yammed all over Rudy Gobert last night.
Yeah.
NFL is a one-pump league.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Love the sip. Do not share your binoculars.
Yeah, we get pink eye.
Society was better when we were shaming weirdos.
Damn sure was.
I think that's true. I know people call it bullying. I'm not advocating for bullying.
Never.
But you had to keep some of that stuff to yourself. I think it was better, personally.
Oh, yeah. Dude, all the time. Like, can the freaks go back undercover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't just come out at night anymore, Randy.
Nope.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going to walk to my car. I was going to see 6 freaks. I guarantee it. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.